Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, welcome to Denim and Pearls. My name is Dr. Michelle Maras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
Oh, yes. Lots of wisdom. Don't always know if it's right, but it's good wisdom.
From us, from our perspective, at least.
So while we're at that, make sure you like, share, and do all those other fun things on the social media thing. So everybody can hear from us.
Yes.
Yes, please do. Please share, like. All right, so. This is an interesting one, and I haven't said this in a long while, but you came up with the title Institutionalized, mm-hmm. which is a song by, what, Suicidal Tendencies?
Institutionalized.
So you're going to lead this one because it was your idea. I don't know where you're going.
No, it's just, I did a live this morning with the Unapologetic Tribe.
Okay.
And I was talking about being stressed out. I normally sleep really well when I sleep, and last night I didn't sleep very well.
Oh, really?
It was a very hectic because my
I
brain
slept like a baby.
I know my brain was like processing everything that was happening, and I wanted to talk about that. Sometimes you think you've lost it, or you're losing your mind, or you know, am I doing something?
You should
wrong?
Never look negative on yourself.
Exactly, and one of the quotes is like, you know, you've got to train your thoughts in your head to actually uplift you, not keep beating you up. So when you get those thoughts in your head, you need to stop, reassess, move back and go, okay, is this logical? Is this making sense? Wait a minute, this is outside of my realm. This is not me. And then you pull it back. And so I wanted to talk about.
Okay. I just see that Tracy Lee Coco popped up.
Okay.
She's like famous.
Oh yeah, you're gonna pick her up at the airport. You get to hang out.
Oh
with
yeah,
her.
I get to hang out with her and everything else. She's from Star Trek, so if you know Lieutenant J, she's actually going to be in Colorado Springs at the Cosmic Con next weekend, March 9th and 10th at the Marriott Hotel.
And I'm very sad. I'm going to miss you, by the way.
So I figured I'd at least get a plug in for John and his show because John puts on a great show. Mm-hmm. He's got, of course, got Tracy coming, Gigi Edgley, Spencer Wilding. All kinds of a nice little crew of folks. So, and of course, Tracy is one of I'm one of her biggest fans because she has been, I think it's 15 or 17 characters behind the mask in Star Trek. Oh,
I remember you showing me, we went and looked for scenes of you actually. And we were like, oh, and there she is. Oh, there she's walking by with a clipboard. Oh, there she is again. It was really funny because it was like, spot Tracy.
Yeah, she actually has a Facebook. I don't know if she actually runs the group or not, but it's called J Spottings.
Oh, it's hilarious.
J-A-E. So yeah. You can check all that out. Anyhow, let's get off of that. But she was
digress.
Here and I just figured
I'd
at least say something. So institutionalized, we're talking about just losing your flipping mind sometimes because things aren't going the way that they should, right?
Yes. And by golly, if the world's not doing what you want it to do, you should be angry, right?
Why not? How else do you react?
It's fun to be angry for a little bit.
Because we all aren't perfect and we can't all be joyful all the time.
No. You're human. You're only human.
We should have called it that. That's a better song.
Oh, that's true. Let's stop
At least
this.
I know we'll that genre.
We'll stop it. We'll rename it. And stuff. No, but we're only human. And what happens when you have those kind of thoughts, those out of control thoughts, your first impression in your mind is, how dare you do that? You're such a fool or you're such a blah, blah. And we start beating ourselves up. Remember, you're only human. You're meant to react. If you didn't react, like Star Trek, you'd be Data. and I think Data actually reacted. Maybe well, Worf, you'd be like Worf. But you just don't react at all.
Well, Worf or Spock, because Spock was emotionless,
Spock,
right?
Yes, yeah, Spock's, but yeah, had no emotion.
But can you imagine walking through life being emotionless? Emotionless?
Emotionless?
Without any emotion. Yes. How's that?
Yeah, that's better. No, because then I wouldn't be living. See, that's the whole thing about life. It goes up, it goes down. When it goes down, it will go up. And so that is what we wanted to talk about today is sometimes you feel like you want to be institutionalized or you should be. I'm nuts. I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know what's going on in my life. Everything's coming at me. And
if your family wants to institutionalize you, you might want to think twice about what you're doing.
So
they don't do that. Do they do that anymore?
No, they got rid of institutions.
You know, I've heard of actually a lot of argument recently about bringing them back.
Yeah, because that's what they're saying. That's a lot of the homeless population have a mental issues, and normally in the past they would have been put somewhere where someone helped them with their medicine, made sure they ate, made sure they drank water, you know, that kind of stuff. But now they just give them pills and say, here, person who cannot control what you do, please take these pills on when you need to and go.
Is that why we're approving mushrooms these days, the psychedelics, to take us into it? You know, when I first saw that, mm-hmm. okay, and I get there's a lot of argument and contention between whether it should be legalized, and but I don't even want to go down that
line.
We're
in Colorado, so it's legal.
But all I could think of is there was, what was the name of the book? Was it Fahrenheit 451?
Oh.
Where they had the blue pill. It was before Matrix. Mm-hmm. And it was a long time before, but it was a red pill and a blue pill, and you could choose vacation or not vacation.
Uh-oh, Brian's got the giggles.
I do, because that's what it reminds me of. We should approve psychedelics so that we can all go on road trips.
And then get nothing done.
Yeah, and then there's things like, how far are we from Total Recall?
Where
you jump on a thing and go to another planet to have a vacation.
Oh, I hope they do that quickly.
I hope it's not as dingy as what it is in the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's creepy. It's like, why would you want to go
there? That funky red background.
Well, remember, though, we are so off track.
Well, no, we're not.
No, in Total Recall, you weren't going to another planet for a vacation. They were plugging you in your mind. They were putting you in a simulation.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said go on another planet. It was dismal. No, their world was dismal. They were plugging in to go to something else.
There's only one thing I remember from it, and I think every guy in the world remembers one thing from Total Recall.
Boobs.
Three of them.
Remember that song, the song from last night, the three boobs? Just the lady was singing.
You gotta have boobs.
You gotta have boobs. I've never heard that song before, but we were just cracking up.
She did it at somebody did it at karaoke last night.
Oh, it was epic. You gotta have boobs.
I don't know what it's from, but it sounded like it might have been from like a musical.
It's a musical because the way she sang it, everything about it, it was a musical.
So anyhow, we definitely are sidetracked now.
If you know where that is, please let us
maybe
know.
Maybe we should be institutionalized.
Boobs. Well, and that's where we're coming back to it. We had such a crazy night last night. It was beautiful, wonderful, fun. Tragic and then fun and
relieving.
It was a relieving.
Relieving? Is that the word
It was a relief, actually. I mean, and what I said in my podcast earlier today was, you know, when you find yourself in a spot where you think, I'm going nuts. I must be doing something wrong.
I've lived my life hell.
You think of, you've got to do five things. Number one, you've got to remember Byron Katie's quote that I always say.
One of these days, I'm going to read her book just so I can follow along with you.
Just go online. Anyways, Byron Katie's quote is, there's three types of business in this world. Your business, the other person's business, and God or the universe's business.
And I add four. Nunya business.
Okay, yeah, he adds Nunya. And then the second thing is, you've got to reassess who you are, what you are. Yeah, now I can't remember. And then the third one is, surround yourself with someone who's going to help you shift that mindset. So last night, that's what we did. We were like, oh my gosh. And then we went, okay, well, we need to calm down because we can't control what's outside of ourselves. We can't control what's outside. How can we control ourselves? Well, are you good with this? I'm good with this. Are you calm? I'm calm. Okay, we're good. But we were still kind of in this mellow mode. And so we went to another place and friends joined us and we started laughing and having this great time.
That's because we were trying to hook somebody up.
No, that's different. That's different. And then we realized, not only did we get together with someone who makes you laugh, that helps, okay? Makes you laugh, makes you forget what you were dwelling upon. But the other thing is we did is we realized that good came out of all of this.
Well, the one thing that, you know, taking it back to some seriousness here with a smile.
Well, I was very serious.
I know you are. But continuing with your seriousness, how that? I'm also sitting there thinking, you and I have the ability to read the group, the environment, and let it go through those stages that it needs to go through. Mm-hmm. But also, if it sticks in one stage, especially a down stage, mm-hmm. we have the ability to change that mood, change that structure, so that everything that was so tragic and so melodramatic, ooh, big word of the day, institutionalized and melodramatic.
You are coming to the dark side with me. We do have cookies.
So you and I have that ability to take it from that melodramatic to lightheartedness so that the melodramatic doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah, we know how not to stay in that mode. Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, she's got grippy socks.
So they still have psych wards?
So apparently they do, of some sort.
Okay, because the only time I ever hear about psych wards now are in Ghost Hunter movies, TV shows.
I hope I'm not calling this out, but Jake's brother works at a psych ward and can at least get some grippy socks. I want grippy socks.
See, positive. There are grippy socks at the psych ward.
What the hell are grippy socks? Yeah. I can picture what they are, but what the hell are grippy socks?
When you go to the hospital, they don't want you to fall, so they have rubber little lines on the bottoms of socks, and when you get to the hospital, they put them on your feet. So if you ever get out of the bed or whatever, you don't slip. They have grippy socks.
Well, they give you shoes, they stay on better.
No, because when you're in a hospital, they don't want you shuffling in shoes and falling. They put you in grippy socks.
So we just made light of
basically. Basically, I have 15 billion grippy socks, but not from the psych ward from the hospitals. But you know what the thing is when you find yourself losing control of who you are. You have to remember who you are. You're a good person. You know, you love people. You know, you don't see the negative in people. Whatever it is that you love about yourself, you've got to remember and remind yourself, because the voices in your head are always talking.
Yeah, no kidding.
And so you need to make sure that your voices in your head are like your biggest advocates.
Yeah, I got Bill, Mary, and Jane in my head all the time.
You're not supposed to name them. Then they might put you in the institute.
That's why I so love this topic, just because of the fact that over all the years, I've had this little reputation of not being so stable sometimes.
Which is what makes you cool. Stability is overrated. You've got to learn to laugh at life, because it's not always going to be rainbows and butterflies. There are bees that will sting you, and you've got to remember, oh, ouch. Pull the stinger out. Okay, that hurt. That's
no, but there's some people who freak out over that.
Let's deal with this and let's get out of here. No, if you're allergic to it, like,
well, that allergic is
my daughter's highly allergic to bees. So when a bee's around her, she's like, yeah.
I figured out you just talk to them, they go away.
Say, go away, bee, leave me alone.
Which is actually really weird when it happens like that. So I had it happen the other day. I thought I was going nuts because this bee landed and I said, nope, come mess with me. And he turned around and looked at me and took off. Kristen has grippy socks.
I've got lots of grippy
anyway, socks. Let's get off the grippy socks.
Unfortunately, those grippy socks don't stay on your feet very well. I don't understand.
No, they slide.
Yeah, I don't understand why they give you these grippy socks to make you safe in the hospital. And then they're usually too big for your feet and they just kind of roll down and move.
You're the crazy part is I think your feet have more grip on the cold tile.
Yeah, than a sock.
Than a sock.
Yeah. Does. Oh, well. Anyway.
Either way, somebody made a fortune off of it. So at this point, while she's debating what we're going to talk about next, you don't think I couldn't read that? Don't forget to like and share. Please like and share. Make us more famous than we already are.
Infamous? We're more infamous.
We're more infamous than famous?
Yeah, we're not famous. Almost famous. Not so.
So.
Not so.
So famous. That will all come to fruition here in a few weeks. You may hear about that.
Yes.
Right now it's an inside joke, but it's going to be outside to the world here shortly.
Yes. So anyways, as I cross my legs and act all proper like.
As long as you don't curtsy.
I do after every song.
I think, I know you do. But curtsy's all so outdated.
I'm bringing curtsy back. Okay, I digress.
We've digressed a lot in this show.
So institutionalized. The reason I like that song, I chose that song for Day-Day's title, is because there was a time in my life where I really thought I should probably be institutionalized. And it was because I let all the outside forces around me affect me. And when you meet someone who's really out of control and upset and angry, if you ask them and sit down and you talk to them, and you sit and you talk to them about, you know, what's bothering you to do? Well, he did this and she did that and that did this and this did, and they're doing this. They're pointing outside of themselves. And I usually just sit there and I smile and they do, but I can't do this because I can't, because they do blah, blah, blah. And I smile and they do, so what are you going to do about it? Well, they're making me. No one makes you anything. You choose.
Well, I'm thinking back. We all get our habits, a rut in the heart, a rut in the grave. Okay, I'll already take you there. All right, but
I'm so proud of him. He remembers some of my quotes.
But we all get in that position sometimes where there are some people who get really, really happy and they're constantly happy.
I'm usually obnoxiously like that.
Which can be very, very obnoxious. But there's also those people who have that little black cloud, what I call a little black cloud.
Eeyore.
Following them around everywhere. I don't understand how an individual, I can't relate, I guess is what
you
it is.
You can't relate.
Maybe not that I don't understand, but maybe it's the fact I just can't relate to how somebody could be in a very negative emotional status.
Well, sometimes
all the time.
Sometimes you can't help it. I mean, like with me, I'm an island girl. I grew up in the Philippines. I grew up with a lot of sun.
Island girl, mini skirt,
whatever,
grass skirt.
But when I moved to the United States, the elevation changed. My direction to my sun changed. I moved to Seattle, where the sun rarely ever came out. And I got really low in like vitamin D and B12. And I got seriously depressed.
Right.
And that was the time when I thought I was going crazy because I couldn't see the silver lining in anything. And come to find out, it was a chemical imbalance inside of my body.
Right. But well, there you have a medical reason, I guess.
Yes. So sometimes people have that cloud over them because it's medical, but sometimes it's a choice. And they just want to see the negative in people in places because then they don't have to take accountability.
Well, if I get into that situation for a day or two, first of all, it's very rare.
But it's also human.
But my brain goes, this is silly.
Your brain.
I've got to find something that's going to bring me out of this.
And that's what we're talking about.
I don't care if it's a cup of coffee and a Red Bull. So there's always something.
Everyone's got something that brings them joy. I don't care what level of depression or upsetness or anger you're at. Mm-hmm. Something brings you joy. Go find it. As long as it's not like, you know, BB guns and hurting things, you know.
Yeah, well, there's some people.
Yeah. So I've got
things are illegal. Yeah,
we've got to be careful with the way we find what brings you joy. And someone's like, well, I love kicking people. You know, no, don't do that. If it causes harm to something,
hurting your fellow man is not a way to do that.
Or animal. Yes, not the way to do it. But find something that brings you joy. It could be something as simple as
cosplay.
Or in my case, I love M&Ms. Why do you think we always have these with me, with Brian and I?
The elephant has his butt to the camera.
Because M&Ms bring me joy. And I know that sounds silly, but I can put an M&M in my mouth and I will let it dissolve the shell in my mouth. I will sit with it.
Well, isn't that what some people do with like ice cream?
Yes. But then they eat the whole box.
Then they eat the whole tub of ice cream.
Don't do that. We're not suggesting that either.
It's not so bad in one day as long as you're not diabetic. But in a one day sitting of self-pity and sorrow.
Yeah, you can get a pint. Drown your sorrows on a pint. But that's the thing is you have to find the one thing that makes you happy. Like with me last night, like I was saying earlier, I was so upset. And it wasn't that I was upset at everyone or anything. I was upset in the situation of, you know, emotional state of why would anyone hurt anyone else like that? I can't understand it. Even if unintentionally, it didn't click. And my brain was like all over the place. Normally I would go to the gym, but it was 10 o'clock at night. I couldn't go to the gym. So I had to find something else.
I'm sure there's a 24 hour somewhere.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to pay to walk into a gym at 10 o'clock at night. And so talking to Brian and then Brian, we were at the same emotional state. And it's like, we need more. We need to laugh. So we went somewhere and said, hey, you guys come meet us.
Yeah.
And then we just started laughing, had a good time. We giggled all the way freaking home last night. Did we not?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And we will not say why.
We will not.
No, we will not say why. But we were laughing because Oh, yeah. Ooh, I like that, Tony. Joy and pain, sunshine and rain.
I thought it was a song.
It is. Joy and pain is like sunshine and rain. They come and they go. And remember that when you're in your pain and your sorrow, depression, give it some time, or if it's chemical, find the chemical reason why, but get out of it. It will go up again.
Right. Well, you know, we talk a lot about controlling our emotions and doing different things on all of our shows. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of it has to do with us, but there are other people out there that have a really hard time trying to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, so we can't make light of those who have challenges.
Well, that's what I was telling you. In Seattle, I was massively depressed.
Right.
Massively. And there was no getting me out of that bubble. And then they gave me my vitamins and I got better for a while. But right after I had my first child, I shot straight back down and I had like postpartum depression. And so it was like, I was in this, one of my other songs that I sang a lot right after I had my kids was, I'm having trouble trying to sleep. Do you know that song?
I do not, because yes, I do. Never have trouble trying to sleep.
No, it's a song. You read it to me earlier.
Oh. I did?
Da, 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 da. Ouch. Keep talking. I'm going to look it up.
I have no idea. Was it one that I played on the...
It's fine.
Because I'm actually putting together music bingo, so it might have been one of the clips. Mm-mm. No? So yeah, shortly we're going to be doing music bingo here in town. I mean, there's a couple of folks who do it, but I'm going to be doing it with
Green
one
Day.
Of the bars I work with.
It's a Green Day song.
I'm not a Green Day.
Oh, I love connoisseur. Green Day.
Oh, I like their stuff. I just don't
it's called know Brain myself. Stew.
That I'm was having, not me.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting sheep but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for cross stops in my mind. On my own, here we go.
Sounds kind of deep.
It's very, very deep. I love Green Day because their songs are
you know,
very
you
deep.
Know another one that's really deep too, what? Besides Green Day? Pearl Jam.
Yes.
Pearl Jam is like amazingly deep if you get in just to the lyrics. Yeah. That's like Kurt Cobain.
Oh yeah.
I never really liked Kurt Cobain and Nirvana.
But he was
but then he did MTV Unplugged and did the acoustic.
He was amazing.
And he was amazing. And it finally made me realize, because I could actually hear the words, that some people at that time had compared him to Bob Dylan as the poet. And I'm like, I don't see it. But then when he did Unplugged, I'm like, this guy's a genius.
He was a genius. He was brilliant. He was oh my gosh, he was amazing.
But he had issues, as we all know.
But the same with Green Day. And see, that's the thing is when people are that deep, they usually think a lot. And when they think a lot, they start analyzing the world. And that's the problem with that is because they start looking outside doing everything's crushing in on me. Yeah. And that's why I always say, stop looking on the outside. Who's on the inside? Because the inside's what counts. How you react is what counts.
Well,
so shifting that, finding whatever that key is. With me, it's music. If I'm depressed, I'm going to be blaring music. If you drive by me in a car next, I was stopped next, I am blaring music and I am singing. And that's what keeps me smiling.
Well, one of the other things is, and I can somewhat relate to it, I think. Like I said, I don't go through bouts of depression. I may be down every once in a while, but I don't go through bouts of depression or anything like that. But what really gets me is driving on a long road trip by myself.
Because you don't like talking to yourself.
Oh, I hate talking to myself. I analyze myself. I do everything and it's all in my head. And that basically I'll go 100 miles and not even realize I'm 100 miles.
So that's good therapy.
But in my head, I'm scared. I'm scared of my own thoughts.
But you need to talk to those thoughts. You got to let them out.
So are you saying I should go on more road trips?
Want to come with me and Arlene? We're going to Houston.
That's not the same. I said by myself. It has to be.
Yeah, because Arlene and I get into deep thoughts. We would be getting you to
I talk. Can love deep thought conversations. That's you know, we do that a lot here. But when you're alone and you're to yourself, you don't have that outside stimulation in order to move you on. So you kind of get stuck talking about yourself and your life and the things that you've done. And
that's cool. And what you haven't done and what you'd like to do.
Right. It's cool. Scary.
It's scary, but it's cool. You can solve a lot of your problems if you let.
Oh, I can. I'm like Poindexter. I rule the world.
I'm a singing car person. So.
Well, I can do that too. I mean, that lasts while I'm on the road in Kansas, you know, going 400 miles down a straight line. But once I get to Kansas City, I'm good. You know, but that out in the middle of nowhere with nobody to talk to, nothing else. But I also find myself sometimes to get out of that, I'll make a phone call and talk to somebody.
Okay. I am trying to look for something. Hold on. You keep talking.
Well, now you sidetracked. I got my point out. I'll say it again. Like and share. So, yeah.
What? What happened?
Let's see. Kristen says, I think it's just emotional balance of people that roots back. Oh, to how they're. Ah, this is deep. Kristen got deep on us, but she had to go back to work. But I think it's just the emotional balance of people that rolls back to how they're brought up. Your personality stems from a younger age and can be altered by trauma at that young age.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's all our life experiences.
Yeah, that's why it's good that you talk to yourself and don't like to talk to yourself. It's because those are the things that are happening that your brain is still trying to process from when you were a kid that you didn't understand. Let it process. Let it go through.
Well, one of the worst classes that I ever took in my life, in my opinion, is when I went to college. And this goes back to, because a few episodes back, you said something about writing down your own obituary.
Yes.
Okay. Or no, not obituary. What's it called?
Eulogy.
Okay. This is kind of the same thing, because I went into this one class and I happened to go to Colorado Christian University. So they were big on you, the person. So the very first class I took, what?
Can you hear Brian?
Why could? Yeah, they can hear me.
Okay, so your mic is on your neck.
Okay, yes, I know, because it's whatever. But the first class I took was to write like a 300 or 3,000 word essay on yourself. Mm-hmm. That to me was the hardest thing to do.
It's very difficult. That's why I tell my coaching clients, to write a eulogy for themselves, but start with someone that loves them and write it about you from their point of view.
Right.
And that's really difficult. It really makes you like realize, am I really playing to the key I should be playing to?
Well, I think we sometimes ignore our negative outputs.
How do you mean?
We judge ourselves. As we judge ourselves, we think about, well, I'm such a great guy. I've always got a smile on my face and I always care for people and blah, 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 blah. But we turn around and we skip or ignore in that analyzing of we skip the negatives. We skip the fact that, yeah, I forgot to pay that bill, or yeah, I forgot to pay my best friend that $100 20 years ago.
Actually,
have a tendency to skip that.
Actually, you usually beat yourself up for it.
What's that?
They usually beat yourself up for it.
Well, if you're trying to do something like a eulogy, you're trying to be positive in most cases. Now, if you're writing your own, yeah, that's all self inside.
No. The reason why the eulogy is important is when you write your eulogy, you are very hard on yourself. When you write the eulogy from someone that loves you's point of view, you see the good in you because that's what they see.
Everybody always sees the good in everybody when they die.
Yes, which is why it's important to do it
weird
beforehand.
Why don't they just get up there and say, this guy was a jerk?
I've been at funerals where they have said that, actually. And we all laugh about it. It's like, yep, was a jerk, but there was a silver lining in there, you know, that kind of thing. But we're human. We have good days. We have bad days. So don't beat yourself up about having a bad day or feeling out of control. What happens is when you feel out of control and you start beating yourself up for it, is you perpetuate more bad days. So as Brian said, what he does is he finds something and he shifts. He doesn't stay in it very long. Same with me. With me, it's normally max an hour and I'm out of it again. It's because whatever you focus on, you're going to get more of. If you don't want more bad days, you need to start focusing on something good so that you can bring more good. And the analogy I gave was, I want a new car. I want a red little sports car.
You have one.
And now all I see are red little sports cars. Have you done that? When you want, you, ooh, that's a really nice car. We would like that. And now it's on every corner and you're like, well, crap, I don't want to buy it now.
Because everybody else has got one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you don't think about it and you buy a new one and then everybody else has got one too.
Yeah. Suddenly it appears because what's on top of mind, what happened, it comes about. So if you focus on more bad days, you're just going to get more bad days. Mm-hmm. If you say, my life is miserable, I'm always inundated, I'm so tired, and it's just never gets better. The universe is like a genie.
It's universal magnetism.
It says, as you wish. So be careful what you wish for.
I think we should leave it at that.
I think so.
We're right at the 30-minute mark, and that was intelligent. That was a pearl of wisdom.
It was. Now, if you'd like some more pearls of wisdom, I'm going to toot my horn a little bit. I'm speaking at a Women's Day gala. If you're in LA, come out and see me on March 8th. Just message me if you want to know where, because I've got the poster and it's on my Facebook page. And then the other thing is I'm doing a virtual event on the same morning of March 8th. And it's the Empowerography group. I'm on a panel.
Another
and it's
big
a,
word.
It's a virtual summit. So if you're interested in coming to that, I'll put the links in our chat here so that you can find it. Mm-hmm. But it's a virtual link and it's out of Canada. So it's like, I think they made it $25 Canadian and $18 US. So it's like really inexpensive and you will meet a lot of amazing women because it's International Women's Day. If you're wondering what March 8th is. And
it's a day after my kid's birthday.
Oh, and then you can gain more pearls of wisdom from wherever. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So go be the best version of you, be unapologetically you. And if you find yourself in woe is me, Eeyore, I'm just a little black ring cloud mode, get out of it. Go find your way out.
And don't get institutionalized.
And don't get institutionalized. So peace, everybody. We're Denim and Pearls. My name is Michelle Moross.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We're Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch. Peace.
Peace.